Recently, commentator Donald McCaig was cleaning out his attic, and he found a bag of money. Worthless money.
Back in the 1950s, when I was a kid in Butte, Montana, I collected coins. And every week, my buddy Steve Huber and I would go to the Metals Bank and Trust to swap $10 in pennies for $10 in different pennies. We'd pick through them, hoping to find a rare 1914D, Denver Mint, or the even rarer 1909S, San Francisco Mint, with the designer's initials, VDB. Everybody knew I collected coins, and from time to time one of my parents' friends gave me a handful of foreign money. I never asked where they got them. Well, when I got a little bit older, my American coin collection disappeared into the gas tank of my jalopy, but I hung on to the foreign coins. Looking at them 50 years later, I saw what I hadn't seen when I was 10 years old. In Butte, Montana in the 1950s, world travelers were few and far between, and curiously, my foreign coin collection clustered around the dates 1914 to 1918, and 1940 to 1945. My parents' friends who gave foreign coins to me hadn't got them on vacations. They'd brought them back from overseas after fighting America's wars. Near the end of the First World War, both the Dionne Chamber of Commerce and the city of Koblenz issued their own currencies. Those were hard times. My copper 1939 French coin said, Republic of France, liberty, equality, fraternity. After the Nazis conquered France, their new coin was cheaper aluminum and said, French state, work, family, country. It's probably a bad sign when republics become the state and start talking about work ethics and family values. I had a 1940 20-cent note from the Republic of China, a Japanese government 100-peso note from when the Japanese occupied the Philippines, a mark note when the Allies occupied Germany. The wartime Nazi coins were the cheesiest pot metal I've ever seen. In the 1960s, when I was in boot camp, a Marine instructor told us we had to be ready because the United States has fought a war every 7 years since it was founded. Depending on whether you count Grenada, we fought at least 6 wars since I collected coins. It makes me wonder what foreign money is showing up in our kids' coin collections today. Serbian dinars from Kosovo? Maybe a 50 Afghani note picked up in Kabul. The lucky kid might get an Iraqi 25 dinar note, picturing a soldierly Saddam. In 1990, that note was worth $75. It's worthless now. Worthless money brought home as souvenirs or pocket change by soldiers lucky enough to come home. Worthless money. Acquired at such a cost.
Donald McCaig is a sheep farmer in Virginia.